enjoy pure instrumental items in percussion, on tabla, nagada, dole and drums, on strings, violin, veena, sitar, sarangi, sarod and guitar, wind instruments such as flute, bamboo, saxophone, shehnai and nadaswara. Email me at nalini@rhythmsindia8@gmail.com. I love to present local Indian music performances by Canadian and visiting gurus and good artists of all ages. Now, enjoy Rhythms India, CITR Radio 101.9 with Nalini. CITR broadcasts from the unceded traditional Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people, and we would like to acknowledge that.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway.
Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
You are on Rhythms India with host Nalini. Today, August the 26th, 2018, is a very, very special day in India, celebrated as Raksha Bandhan. Raksha Bandhan is basically a string tied for protection. That would be kind of like the literal meaning of the words. Now, there's a little bit of a history. Just like most of the festivals that are celebrated in India, there's a little bit of a history that happens with all the festivals that are celebrated. So in this case as well, there are several stories in mythology and in the practical world. So let me start with the practical aspect of it. In 1905, when the partition of Bengal divided the nation, Nobel laureate and poet Rabindranath Tagore started what was called as the Rakhi Mahotsava to celebrate Raksha Bandhan and strengthen the bond of love and togetherness between the Hindus and Muslims of Bengal. He also asked them to unite against common enemies. Now, that was a very noble thought. However, in mythology, there are a other stories as well, one of which is a mythological legend that is associated with the gods, that is the devas, and the asuras, that is the demons. So a lot of this is a fight of good over evil. So when Indra, that is the god, was about to lose his kingdom to the asura Vritta, he approached Guru sage Brihaspati for a solution, which is what they did in those days. They approached their guru or their teacher. So the guru Brihaspatiji said, "The answer to your victory lies in a sacred thread to be tied on your wrist, powered by the sacred mantras on Shravan Purnima." Now the belief is that Indrani or Sachi, his wife, those are the two names of Indra's wife, Lord Indra's wife, she tied the sacred thread of Raksha on his hand, and it's believed that that's what led to Indra's victory. So basically, it's a celebration of a connection between a protector and a protectee. So as per the Hindu tradition, it has been known as and popularly celebrated as a celebration between brothers and sisters. However, they do not need necessarily to be biological brothers or sisters. It's the love and the association between a brother and sister. Now, in Hindu mythology, there also is another story, which says that when the god of death, Lord Yama, did not visit his sister Yamuna, the river goddess, she sought help from the river Ganga, whose tributary she was. And since Yama had not visited her for 12 years, Lord Ganga reminded Lord Yama to visit his sister. So when that actually happened and Lord Yama visited his sister, goddess Yamuna, she tied a rakhi on his wrist. That's a protective string. So when he asked her about a return gift, all she asked from her brother was for him to visit her again. Now, moved by his sister's love, Yama blessed her with eternal life. And so Yamuna, the longest and the second largest tributary of the Ganga, flows tirelessly through all these centuries. Now, on another sad note, though, I have to say that recently the United Nations and the government of India seem to have declared that the river Yamuna is not being fed by water and therefore has dried up and does not run anymore. And the cause of this, sadly, is us human beings, man. Because of the pollution, the dumping, and all the irrational use or misuse, rather, of the environment, this has caused a very, very important and big river in India to dry up. Very sad. I sure hope that picture changes pretty soon, because a river is symbolic of life, basically. So I sure hope that that would happen. You're listening to Nalini Bhui on CITR Radio 101.9 FM on Rhythms India. Today, I will also present to you some songs on Lord Krishna, because it happens to be Lord Krishna's birthday on the 2nd of September. And that's celebrated in India with great pomp and splendor. So, in Kannada, I have Krishna ni begane baro. Yashoda, Lord Krishna's mother, very lovingly chases the mischievous little Lord Krishna. And as a little boy, he was very mischievous, played a lot of pranks. And she calls him, she says, "Krishna ni begane baro, come quickly, come to mum, come to your mother Yashoda, come quickly." So here it is, stay on Rhythms India, 101.9 FM.
Krishna, Krishna.
Thank you.
Beautiful rendition by K.S. Chitra. Now
nice,
listen to Hari Bhakti Day.
We've all come together. My Krishna is also here.
Request.
So we'll finish with a nice chanting. Acha hamara UP wala tune hai. UP wala tune ka. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Rama, Ram, Hari Hari. Krishna Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram Ram Hari Hari Krishna Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 naam basere bhaiya O jinke hriday Hari naam base jinke hriday Hari naam base din aur ka naam liya na liya din aur ka naam liya na liya wo naam kaun sa hai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. So Surdas ji is giving various examples. As I was saying previously, all these bhajans are simply to recite the name of Krishna, the Mahamantra. So Surdas, recognizing this, gives various examples. For instance, if someone is living on the bank of the Ganges, like in Haridwar, you come out of your home, Ganges is right there. That person doesn't require to go far away, far, far. It's like Shrek. Far, far away. That person doesn't require to go far, far away in some prince's land to look for water. No. He's right on the bank of the Ganges. Similarly, If a person recites the name of Krishna, he doesn't need to recite any other name.
Jinke ghar ek supat bhayo, jinke ghar ek supat bhayo, din raat ka ho dar bhaya na bhaya, jin kaam kiya दान दिया ना दिया जिन माता पिता की सेवा करी बिन तीरथ व्रत किया न किया जिन द्वारे पर गंग बहे बिन कूप तनीर पिया
All these examples, for instance, if someone serves their parents very nice, all the children, please listen. All the parents are going to love me after this. Serve your mother and father with all dedication and love. Especially what to speak if your father and mother are great, exalted souls, very devotees of Lord Krishna. Then you don't need to go far, far away to Vrindavan. What is the use? Serve your mother and father very nicely, affectionately. Similarly, if a person has one good son in the family, then 100 useless sons don't need. Similarly, if a person just accepts Krishna's name within his heart, he doesn't need to chant anything else. And what is that?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare.
Surdas ji keh rahe hain, after considering everything, Surdas ji is concluding.
Surdas vichar kahe, Surdas vichar kahe,
kya kahe?
सूरदास विचार कहे सूरदास विचार कहे कपटी को मीत किया ना किया
कपटी को मीत तो ये भजन में गा रहा था एक बार इंग्लैंड में तो बाद में माता जी आई इंग्लिश कहता आई रियली लाइक दैट सॉन्ग अबाउट कप ऑफ टी You know, you Indians really love your tea. I said, this is not a cup of tea, man. Sorry. Cup of tea. Deceit. Huh? Oh, oh, oh. I don't know. I thought you guys loved your tea so much. You made a song about it. I said, yeah.
Surdas vichar kahe kapti ko meet kiya na kiya.
So, it means if a devotee is on the path of self-realization, sincerely calling out to Krishna, then sometimes you might see some deceit is there, you might not fully be cured yet. But Surdas says it's okay, you accept him as Krishna's devotees. Sometimes we see our devotees, huh? They say one thing, they do another thing, huh? And we get disturbed. But Surdas says, meet kya na kya. Right now he might have not conquered deceit and lies, but one day he will, so accept him as a devotee.
सूरदास विचार कहे कपटी को मीत किया ना किया जिनके हृदय हरि नाम बसे बिन और ना नाम किया ना किया
That was Hari Bhakti Dey Ji on Sur Das Ji, the poet's beautiful rendition on a Krishna bhajan with meaning. I hope you enjoyed that. This is Rhythms India, 101.9 FM on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Nalini, I'm your host, Nalini, and I continue with my presentation on the Rhythms India show. We'll have some Haveli Sangeet next, which is a very special form of music. And Tilak Goswamiji is the singer for this piece. Following this, I do have Tripta Mukherjee. I have Shankar Mahadevan, who's going to be visiting us very shortly in Vancouver. And I have another, an instrumental number for you as well today. So stay on Rhythms India, CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nalini.
Gopal, oh, nacho, bahut Gopal. बहुत को फेटा बांध्यो लोभ तिलक दियो भाल महामोह के नूपुर पहरे महामोह के नूपुर पहरे निंदा शब्द रसाल मैं नाचो बो गोपाल ओ नाचो बहुत गोपाल मैं नाचो बहुत गोपाल कछुक दिखलाई कोटि कला कछुक दिखलाई जल थल शुद्ध भेजाल सूरदास की सबई जल थल शुद्ध भेजाल सूरदास की सबई अविद्या सूरदास की सबई अविद्या दूर करो नंद
Enjoy Rhythms India, CITR Radio 101.9 with Nalini.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Price is still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge. You're off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Enjoy Rhythms India, CITR Radio 101.9 with Nalini.
Maa श्याम बिना जग खारा लागा
Lota ji on Maya Mori, after Shankar Mahadevan and Pandit Ratan Sharma's beautiful rendition of Mai Savare.
सबसे नटखट लीला माखन चोरी, उसी पर ये भजन सूरदास जी ने लिखा है, जो बहुत प्रसिद्ध हुआ। कन्हैया आस पड़ोस के घरों में माखन चोरी करने जाते थे और गोपियां शिकायत करने आती थीं यशोदा के पास कि यशोदा तुम्हारे बेटे ने हमारे घर में बहुत उपद्रव किया, बहुत नुकसान कर दिया। तो यशोदा गुस्से में कन्हैया को बुलाती, उनसे कहती, कन्हैया ये सब क्या करके आए हो, देखो सब तुम्हारी शिकायत करने आई है। तो कन्हैया बड़े भोलेपन से मुस्कुरा के कह देते, मां इन सब की बातें मत सुनना, ये सब झूठ बोल रही हैं, ये तो सब बहाना बना के आई हैं मुझे देखने। बस बात वहीं समाप्त हो जाती। लेकिन आज कन्हैया ने अपने ही घर में माखन चोरी की और मां ने देख लिया। बाद में अचानक मां पूछ बैठी, कन्हैया तूने माखन खाया है क्या? अचानक पूछा था तो कन्हैया के मुख से अनायास निकल गया,
मैं नहीं माखन खायो, मैं नहीं माखन खायो मैया मोरी,
भजन में क्या वास्तविकता है, क्या सच्चाई है, आप सभी जानते हैं। कन्हैया ने माखन खाया है, इतना ही नहीं मां ने देख भी लिया। अब मुख से निकल गया, मैं नहीं माखन खायो, तो बस कन्हैया ने सोच लिया, अब तो सिद्ध करके दिखला देना है कि मैंने माखन नहीं खाया। और ऐसे ऐसे तर्क दिए, अंत में सिद्ध कर दिया उसने माखन नहीं खाया। यहां तक कि मां से भी कहलवा लिया, हां बेटा तूने माखन नहीं खाया। यही सुंदरता है इस भजन में। सबसे पहला तर्क दिया, बोले मां तुमने ये कैसे सोच लिया कि मैंने माखन खाया है, मेरे पास समय ही कहां है जो मैं माखन खाऊं। और बोले,
मैया मोरी भोर भयो गैयन के पाछे, तूने मधुबन मोही पठायो, भोर भयो गैयन के पाछे तूने मधुबन मोही पठायो, चार प्रहर बंशी बट भटक्यो, सांझ परे मैं घर आयो, रे मैया मोरी मैं कब माखन खायो, रे मैया मोरी मैं कब माखन खायो।
हमारे भारतीय शास्त्रीय संगीत की विशेषता है कि रागों की रचना हुई है समय के अनुसार, अलग अलग समय के अलग अलग राग हैं, मौसम तक के राग हैं। यहां वर्णन है भोर और सांझ दो समय का। नियम के अनुसार दोनों के अलग अलग स्वर होते हैं। आप ध्यान दें, मैं आपको भोर भोर के स्वरों में और सांझ सांझ के स्वरों में सुना रहा हूं। मेरा प्रयास है शायद आपको लगे कि ये भोर है और ये सांझ है। भोर भायो भोर भायो गैयन के पाछे तूने मधुबन मोही पठा मधुबन मोही पठायो। समय बदला, स्वर बदल गए। चार प्रहर बंशी बट भट क्यों सांझ परे मैं घर आयो। सांझ परे मैं घर आयो रे मैया होरी मैं कब माखन खायो। रे मैया होरी मैं कब माखन खायो। नहीं चला ये तर्क, दूसरा तर्क दिया। कहने लगे मां जरा सोचो, मैं इतना छोटा सा बालक हूं, छोटे छोटे हाथ हैं मेरे, मैं कैसे माखन चुरा के खा सकता हूं, और ये कहां तुम टांग के रखती हो। और बोले मैया मोरी मैं बालक बहियन को छोटू 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 मैं बालक बहियन को छोटू ये छींको किस विधि पायो। ये छींको किस विधि पायो। मां मुस्कुरा दी, इशारा किया कन्हैया क्यों बातें बना रहे हो, ये जो मुंह में माखन लगा है ये कैसे लग गया। कन्हैया ने सोचा ये तो बड़ी भूल रह गई, ये भी छुपाया। कहने लगे मैया ये ग्वाल बाल सब बैर पड़े हैं, ये ग्वाल बाल सब बैर पड़े हैं, बर बस मुख लपटायो। रे मैया मोरी मैं नहीं माखन खायो। मैया मोरी मैं नहीं माखन खायो।
And producer signing off for this segment of Rhythms India on CITR 101.9 FM. See you next time. Until then, enjoy all the beautiful rhythms life brings your way.
SpongeBob, you're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm dumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Some. We will see our children grow,
and theirs grow after them.
For 50 years we awaited the future with a mounting sense of fear.